Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we're going to continue exploring the question, what is God like? This morning we're going to explore the incommunicable attribute of God's omnipresence. Omni, being Latin for all, means that God is all present. However, as we'll see with God's other omni attributes, to say God is all present isn't quite as clear as it might initially seem. What exactly does this mean? Well, first, it means that all of God is present in every part of space. If you remember from last time, God is not only timeless, but spaceless. He created time and space, so he must necessarily exist independent of them. What this means is that just like time, God can act in any part of space at any time according to his will to do so. What this doesn't mean is that if you're walking through your house, you'll enter each room and physically point to God like you're looking for Waldo. He's present there in an immaterial way. Listen to a few verses from Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. Now this question is rhetorical. There is no place to go from God's spirit, and there is no place to flee from his presence. Now, this isn't because God is somehow faster than the psalmist or because there's more than one God. God doesn't move from place to place like we do. He is already eternally there. And even before everything was created, before there was any space at all within which God might be present, he still was. So God's presence doesn't depend on space, just like it doesn't depend on time. Now, there's actually more to say here, but that'll have to wait till next time. For now, let's consider a brief application. And I want to actually end by slightly paraphrasing an excerpt from The Doctrine of God by Herman Bavinck. It's got some old English, so I'm going to smooth it out for us. When you wish to do something evil, you retire from the public into your house, where no one may see you. From those open, visible places of your house, you retreat to your own room. Yet even there, in your room, you fear some witness. So you retreat where no man can go, into your own heart, and there you meditate upon it. But God is more inward than even your own heart. Wherever you might go or might have gone, there he already is. Is it possible to flee from yourself? And yet God is even more inward than your very self. There is only one place where you may flee to escape from God angry, and that is God reconciled. There is no other place. So if you would truly flee from God, you must flee to him.